Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right. Let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Catherine and Lizzie Ward-Thomas, welcome back to Absolute Radio Country.
Thank you for having us.
I was just thinking about the 10 years since Cartwheels, and I can't believe that it's been 10 years since your album Cartwheels, which was such a big deal, wasn't it?
I know, it was a big deal, and it's kind of scary to think that it's been 10 years, because I think we feel like it's been a long time, but also
a lot has
changed.
We've
got old now, yeah.
But some things haven't changed at all.
Yeah, we still really love the songs, and we still love playing them live.
I still love the songs as well. And I think it's a real mark of like quality songs when they sound timeless. Because
well,
I think
you,
that you could put out Cartwheels now and that would sound like a brand new album.
It's funny you say that.
Tell us more.
We've done a reimagined version of Cartwheels because it's like 10 years, like you said, 10 years of experience, 10 years of honing our craft with the same songs. It felt like a really nice idea to give them a new life 10 years later because we still love the songs, but we want to give them a new spin.
It was going to be acoustic, but then the more we were playing with it, the more we were having fun. And so
the less acoustic it started sounding.
The less acoustic it was sounding, but it's definitely reimagined for sure.
Well, you say acoustic because I've noticed like throughout these 10 years that you guys have been doing this, and I know you've been doing it longer, but since Cartwheels, there's been a lot of acoustic tours in amongst kind of full band tours as well. So that's always been a thing for you guys, right?
Yes. I think we decided to go out on tour, just the three of us, Catherine and I and our guitar player, Billy, after doing a lot of full band setups where we do a moment in the show where it is just either the two of us or the three of us. Mm. And it's always our favourite part of the show. So we were just thinking, why not just take the setup on stage, on tour, and see how... for a whole show.
And it's also cool, because we go to places that we would never usually go. So when we're doing the big tours, like the one that we're about to do in September, is we're playing Manchester and Cambridge and we're going to the big places.
York, Guildford.
Yeah, I'm pleased
beautiful
that you've got the dates,
because
I don't
I've got it all right here. Cambridge, London, Coventry, Gateshead.
Yeah, yes. And Glasgow. And we're going to... But like the smaller venues and the smaller acoustic tours, we've gone to places like... where did we go down in the West Country? Barnstable.
We play like really beautiful towns.
Yes, both of those places that you mentioned, absolutely
gorgeous.
It's
lovely, and we go up to sort of all over the place and places we would never usually go, and we get to go and meet people, and they've said to us, like, thank you for coming here, because no one ever comes here, and it's because it's just really fun.
It's great to get, because there are country music fans all over the place, and music fans in general, and, you know, it's easy to... Of course, it's easy to play all the big cities, but so many people have to travel to get to those. So it's so nice to take it to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we've got a lot more freedom on the stage as well, because we can kind of go off on tangents, which we tend to do anyway.
It's become almost a comedy show as well as a live show. I mean, we talk a lot of...
Thomas stand-up with music.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't raise everyone's expectations.
No,
we're not that funny.
When you say reimagined, what do you mean reimagined?
Musically, mostly.
But because were there ever things... So I guess there's two things here, like reimagining as you've kind of lived with it and as your lives have changed and as the music has been around for a while. And then there's also sometimes there are things where you think, oh, I wish we had done it that way. So is it both of those things?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we've been doing a lot.
Yeah, I mean, our song material, the new version, I feel like it just... feels more authentically that song. Mm-hmm. And we have done our song called Safe on that album, a piano ballad rather than a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds a little bit different as well, and it really suits it. And it just, the whole thing sounds a little less pop, a little bit more Nashville.
Right, I got
And we've done it with a wonderful man in Nashville, Aaron Ice House. He's got
Ice House.
It's spelled.
He always says he always gets it because he's got like it's a weird spelling, but we can never.
Let's call him Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron.
Good old Aaron.
He's fab.
But he's brilliant. He's a brilliant producer. We've worked with him loads. And he is Nashville-based producer. And he's made it sound really authentically Nashville.
Absolute Radio Country, Ward Thomas are here celebrating 10 years of Cartwheels. That was Material, the reimagined version from the new album. Now, life has changed for all of us in 10 years, but for you guys, an eagle-eared listener might notice a gurgle or perhaps a coo in the background because there are two little people.
There are.
And I'm not talking about producer Adam and Brett who are in the corner. There are two other little people here in a double pram.
Yeah. Literally. I mean, Catherine's had three new little people
in the last 3 years.
In the last 3 years.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot. She's been popping them out.
There we go.
And I've just had my first little boy. So, and they're 3 weeks apart. Catherine's had her youngest little Martha and mine's little Monty.
And those are the ones that are here.
Yeah, the two babies
Martha
are here.
And Martha and Monty.
Martha and Monty. One is mine and one is Lizzie's. And then the two toddlers, you definitely wouldn't want them here today. They would have probably broken something.
It's a lovely thing because you guys have each other as support in your careers, but I'd imagine also having kids this close together, you've got each other for that support as well. I can't remember, you guys lived together for, obviously you grew up together,
for a while.
There was a time as adults you were living together as well, right?
Yeah, for a really long time. I think we've lived together during the whole, I think it was after.
Till we were 25 years old.
Yeah.
So
we lived together, we worked together. Lizzie married my husband's best friend. It was all very interlinked. So.
But what a support still network.
Is. Yeah.
I know. I think we wouldn't be able to do... We're so lucky that we are still working mums and we can still take our babies on the tour with us on the tour bus because we've got such a wonderful, like, supportive village around us.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're twin sisters, you know... Our family's the same. We've got the same. Our mum has come on loads of tours with us recently.
Yes.
And she's made it possible for us to do what we're doing, and we're still carrying on.
It sounds wonderful. And are you guys living close together still?
We do. We live very close. We live like 15 minutes away from each other.
Oh, perfect.
Lizzie is like my three's second mum, and hopefully I'll be like Monty's second mum. We raise them together.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, I just moved house and Catherine had Monty for 5 hours.
Yeah, I knew what it was like to have twins for a day.
How do you feel about that?
It's definitely double the work.
Sure. Okay.
Twin mums are very impressive. Chrissy being one of them from the Shires.
Yes.
So, yeah, newfound respect.
You had loads of animals before as well. I think they even had their own Instagram account. So is there still loads of animals running around with the kids as well?
Well, I married a farmer, so...
It sounds idyllic, all of it.
We're very lucky.
Farming of what?
He is an arable farmer, so all just crops. So there's no animals on his livestock on his farm, but they're very lucky that... have the space to have my little Shetland still.
Yes.
And dogs. Catherine's got a Cocker Spaniel and and her terrier still and three kids. It's a bit more of a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, dogs definitely like add to the workload.
Yes. I mean, I only have a dog and that feels like enough.
Well, I love my dogs. You love them just as much as you do before, but like at the end of the day when you've been running around, they still want attention, they still want cuddles, they still need walks, they still need... So it's just a lot.
I would watch this reality show.
Oh, maybe we should...
It is chaotic. Our friend literally came down and she was like, I think you guys need to make a reality show.
I would absolutely watch this reality show.
Because it is chaotic, and our family are loud and chaotic, and we're all...
Come on, let's do it. When Cartwheels went to number one, do you guys remember this moment? I know you remember the moment, obviously. How could you forget it? Because it was such a big moment for the UK country scene, because it was the first time that a UK country act had ever gotten a number one album.
Yeah.
And it was you guys that did that. And I just remember the buzz about it and how excited as a fans, industry, everybody was about that. What's it like looking back on that now?
It is very surreal that I can't believe back where we were, it was just like we were expecting a top 40 and then to realize that we were in... We were number two in the midweek charts. We were like, oh my gosh, we could go number one. Also, that experience 10 years on, I think it's very important that, you know, staying current as a musician in the music industry while the music industry has been drastically changing with streaming and social media and everything. It has been a journey staying on, you know, just staying on that wave.
Sure.
Because it is. It's up and down, being in the creative arts. And that's why we're so excited that we still get to tour and create music and bring it out into the world and make a living from it. So I think it's made us even more grateful for our career. That whole album, that whole era really started it for us.
Well, we're grateful for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
The tour kicks off in September. Glasgow, York, Guildford, Truro, Bath, Manchester, Cambridge, London, Coventry and Gateshead. Before I let you go, you've got a new one on the way, right?
Yes. Yep. We've got a new one that's out.
It's called Hold It All Together. And it's very much about holding it all together. Not holding it all together in the sense of hold it together, but holding it all together. I think feeling well, we use both ways in the song. It's very much about realizing how important having that village, having that community around you, especially when becoming new mums, but having that community around you in general and feeling like life
being
is just that little bit easier when you hold it together instead of be expected to hold it together.
Mm. Yes, alone.
Exactly.
Lovely to see you both.
Thank you for having us.
Lovely to see you too.
See you later.
See you later.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.